This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 18th, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Let's turn next to Draft Advisory Opinion 2010-27, Obama for America and Biden for President. Counsel for requester are making an appearance, Judy Corley.
And John Burkon.
And we have a presentation from the Office of General Counsel by Allison Steinle. And when you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The draft advisory opinion before you today responds to a request from Obama for America and Biden for President. The request asks three questions. First, may Obama for America transfer $138,000 to Biden for President to cover Biden for President's anticipated net debts? Second, in the alternative, may Obama for America directly pay the debts incurred by Biden for President? And third, will the Commission toll the running of Biden for President's 30-day deadline to make payments to the U.S. Treasury that will be required as a result of the Commission's mandatory audit of Biden for President? The draft concludes that Obama for America may transfer funds to Biden for President to cover Biden for President's anticipated net debts so long as the transferred funds consist only of general election funds and do not include contributions made in violation of the Act. Accordingly, the draft concludes that the Commission need not answer the alternative question posed in the second question. The third question is moot because the Commission has not yet issued Biden for President's audit report, and the 30-day period to make the payments will not end before this advisory opinion is issued. Finally, we'd like to note one correction to the draft. The last line of footnote 3 on page 6 should read, and the candidate has net debts outstanding, not, and the candidate has no debts outstanding. The Commission has received no comments on the request or the draft, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Any discussion or questions of counsel? Doesn't look like anybody's jumping to the microphone all at once. Do we have a motion? Vice Chair?
If I might just take one moment.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I was still making the footnote. I think that this draft adequately addresses the issue. Frankly, I was concerned about the aggregation issue. I think that is raised by this. I know that we have a prior advisory opinion about that, which said that aggregation wouldn't be required in this context. But I think that it's not. I think it's an issue that is not clearly addressed by that prior AO and the regulation. So I think that is an issue. I think that based on that prior AO, this is an adequate result. I think it's not the only result, I think, that would be possible in this situation. So I just wanted to make that note. I don't know if there's any other comments, but then I'm happy to make a motion then.
Any further discussion? If not, Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the draft in Advisory Opinion 2010-27.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much.